It starts though at 1%, your harvest. It does. A harvest doesn't start at 100%. You have to pay attention and focus in on what you want, not out of fear, but out of consistent behavior.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
It's so funny because in the social media game, everyone's so worried about followers. And I see guys that, you know, they drop all the way down because, you know, they're cleaning out and then boom, back up to 400,000 overnight. Right? I don't, because I know this about how it works over time. So I think of things in terms of a 2-to-2 strategy, a doubling strategy. Right, I don't create resistance by telling you I want 1 million followers by the end of the year. In fact, anyone that told me that is, you know, a marketing person. I'm like, you're fired before you're hired, because that's stupid. Right, what I'm interested in is doubling as fast as I can with somebody that's inspired, connected to, or remembers what I'm talking about. So what does that mean? Who here, let's say that I'm going to work for you, Gary V, I'm going to use his training of how to build a brand in social media. And I came into your office today, and you're a brand. All of you are a great brand. And I say to all of you, terrific. Pay me $10,000 a year, $10,000 a year, and I will double your following as fast as you can. Would anyone hire me? Okay, one. That's probably about right. Okay, let's say that he hired me. And in year one, I got you 2 followers. Would you fire me? Maybe, good. Because maybe I would too. Let's say now, the 2 followers I have are not just followers, they're disciples. Anybody know what that is? Right, I mean, they pray to your product. They literally, anyone they meet, they're like, oh my God, the Core Flex is the greatest thing. Look at my abs, and they're like showing off their abs to everyone. Okay, so he sees that and he goes, well, shit, man, if you could do that with 2 people, that scales. He agrees to pay me 10 grand more for the next year. At the end of year 2, those 2 people were able to find 1 each. Okay. We got 4, but both of the new people are disciples. The Core Flex is God. And they're too lifting their shirts everywhere they go and using it in every meeting. Would you fire me? Still good. I wouldn't either. I'd tell me or you, I'd say, do the same thing next year. So I pay my $10,000, and in year 3, those 4 people now get 1 person each, and it becomes 8. But they're disciples. 3 years, 8 people. 99% of the people would quit. I'm not even 25% of the way there. Year 4, it would go to 16 disciples. Year 5,
64.
Year 10?
2048.
So now I'm 10 years in and $100,000 investment. $100,000 investment. Now, meanwhile, in that 10 years, most of the people that were trying to do this with their brand are gone, because they paid somebody that made a promise of 1 million people following their product, and a promise of what that meant monetarily, and right? Because they're not thinking long. They're not paying attention and putting their intention to what they want, because I want disciples of Core Flex. And in 10 years, I now have 2,000 disciples, and I've spent $100,000. And with those 2,000 disciples, I've made $50,000 back, because all of them bought them, and that's my profit on it. So I'm $50,000 in. Those other guys were all, by the way, $50,000 in on their marketing budget. They just went through it in a year or 2 or 9 months or 6 months, and they're bankrupt or broke or quit, right? They do not understand how the acceleration, exponential growth, and long working works. And in 15 years, I'm gonna invest here another 50 grand. You're in for 150 plus 50,000 profit, plus how many people now? 65,000 disciples, purchasers, people that are there going, man, my AirPods are amazing. You should get them. And they're lining up on the streets for Christmas to get them now. But yet it's still only 64,000, where this person over here promised me 1 million people in 1 year, and I blew through my 50 grand and lost it and quit, and because I wasn't looking at the right things, paying attention and belief into the right things, that I know the Core Flex is a religious experience that has a true value behind it. And in 15 years, I have 64,000 people, which if 2,000 people had 50,000, so it's $25, 25 times 60,000, you're way up on your investment. Now, are you gonna still hire me? We're kicking, right? We got a seven-figure business, I think, if you take 25 times 64,000. But here's where it gets really good. I'm an overnight success. 20 years, how many disciples of the Core Flex do I have?
2,907,562.
Twice as many as she promised me? Twice as many, but they're all disciples and they all bought, and 2 million plus 25 is $50 million business? That's how a $50 million business is built. It may take you 20 years, but that's how it's built, because you pay attention and focus, intention and nurture, and harvest as it is supposed to harvest, with those people that care and see the value and will thrive your product. You are paying and stimulating interest, transitioning interest, and sharing a vision, and then you manage and develop it, and it takes time. Managing and developing, nurturing, managing and developing for it to thrive. And in year one, two people thrived. But if it's scaled where every person just got one person every year to be a disciple like they are, just one person. And I can think of a million businesses out there that are not here today that if they just took this approach would be worth $50 million. Imagine if your profit margin was $50 or $100 or $1,000. Jeff Bezos started a bookstore in a garage with a philosophy of disciple. He accelerated what he was doing so he could take his first people that believed in it and build and scale it out to $100 billion in revenue, because he took all of the revenue from the 64,000 disciples and poured it back into the company instead of taking it for himself, so he could accelerate the speed in which we scale. But it's mathematically impossible, mathematically or scientifically impossible, if I have one seed, listen to me, because we're going to put this back into the analogy. This is really important how this works. I have one corn seed, and I put 3 ounces of water. I'm focused every day. I'm paying attention with my intention, and I pour water every single day onto that corn. 3 ounces, exactly the same, every day, all year long. And at the end of the year, my one corn seed popped out 2 corns. And the seeds dropped down from there, from those corns. And the next year it was 4, next year it was 8, next year it was 16, in 5 years it was 64, in 10 years it was 2,000 and whatever, and in 15 years it was 65,000, and in 20 years, I have a harvest of corn. I'm feeding the entire village with 2 million stalks of corn. Right? But we don't see it. We don't see it because the two biggest deterrents of the ego-based consciousness are time and value. And we put a man-made construct on time and on value. It starts though at 1%, your harvest. A harvest doesn't start at 100%. You have to pay attention and focus in on what you want, not out of fear, but out of consistent behavior. The cool thing is, why does it accelerate in time though? Because in the actual formula is by practicing something, who here thinks we get better at it? You're only getting better. So it's gonna, what? If you're better at the harvest and you're better at nurturing, it's gonna speed it up. So it really goes 1 year, you know, it took me for 2, maybe it took me 11 months, for the next one, 10 months. You know, by the time you get there, you're not 20 years, it's only 10 years or 9 years. Depends on what the acceleration is, right? What your learning is, how many lessons you've learned. Maybe 4, I tried 4 ounces and all of a sudden I got more, faster. Or maybe I use less water. Or maybe there's a new technology that came out for the dirt. You put a little ionic code into it. Who knows? This is what happens in real life. We call it a touch of favor. We call it luck. There's all these different terms that I've seen in business for my own career. where they start applauding you for what they used to laugh at me about. But what it's about is understanding how things are created. How are things created? Because that will give you the ability to enjoy with your perspective what you're doing. The harvest will come. It'll come. It might, if you're bamboo, it might take 10 years. What happens to bamboo after 9 years when it comes out, though? How many feet does it grow a year?
80 feet in the next 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah, 6 weeks.
So it's dormant for 5 years, and then the next 6 weeks it grows 80 feet. So the question is, does it grow 80 feet in 6 weeks, or does it grow 80 feet in 5 years and 6 weeks?
That's what happens in real life. And everyone's so frustrated about the 5 years, and they're this close, and they quit.